You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and today we're going to be talking about the resurrection of Leeds United Football Club. In 7 days, the team has managed to accumulate 9 points from 3 games. It's a 2-1 victory against Bolton last Saturday. There was an away victory midweek against Cardiff, a team we haven't beat in nearly 30 years. And then we went away to Blackburn with 3,500 fans coming with us. And we managed to win 2-1. We didn't make it easy for ourselves. We went 2-0 up and then it was about 95 days worth of injury time that the ref put on. He really tried to make sure Leeds didn't get the 3 points, but we finally scraped over the line. What a different outlook that is to Leeds United fans on Twitter. Oh, it's amazing how much 3 wins can do. On Twitter, people are talking about the promotion push. Please don't be booking any train tickets down to London, Leeds fans, for the playoff final in May, because we are far and away from that. It is, it's just, we might get ahead of ourselves, but it's just nice winning 3 games. I'm really going to try and be positive in this podcast. It's going to be short and sweet, to be honest. We had 2 great goals, one from a corner. We haven't scored from a corner all season, I don't believe. And Sol Bamba with a great volleyed finish from the 6-yard box. I don't know how you volley a goal from inside the 6-yard box from a corner, but he managed to do it and he smashed it into the back of the net. And then the lethargic runner, Mirko Antonucci, managed to plod his way into the box and just have kind of like a really poor touch, which brought the Blackburn goalkeeper out, and he just dinked it over into the far post. And the celebrations at Ewood Park from the Leeds fans in the away end just looked absolutely fantastic. And this is what these wins are for. They're for us. And they've really just kind of changed the mood around Elland Road and about Leeds United. It feels so much better. So, it's 3 wins from 3. The resurrection has happened. Last week, against Bolton, there was a mock funeral. And it's amazing how a funeral can turn the side around. In the next 2 games, we've got Huddersfield and Rotherham, 2 major Yorkshire derbies. And I said I'd try and be positive, but these 2 games could, well, on paper, in the form we're in, there may be 2 wins, but Rotherham have now appointed Neil Warnock, a man who is absolutely hated at Elland Road for, well, being Sheffield United manager and then coming to manage us and producing some of the worst football I have ever watched. But he's coming and I'm sure he'd love to beat Leeds United to make sure Rotherham will stay up. We've also got Huddersfield, which brings back a lot of memories from earlier in the season. We went to their ground and I think we won 3-1. Alex Mowat scored a beautiful left-footed goal into the top left corner, and there was a lot of optimism around that time. But then it slowly dissipated. But that's it. This is the Leeds United podcast for the Football Hour. It's just short and sweet. It's been 7 days. Leeds have got 9 points. I'm a happier man. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour. Thank you for listening.